Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. And just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I found out recently, and by recently I mean last night, that the title of St. Ambrose, or one of the titles that he received, is the honey-tongued. That his speech was so elegant, that he was so well-spoken, and his speech was so smooth that they gave him the title of honey-tongued. And I think that, well, this is kind of odd to me in some ways, because from what I know about St. Ambrose is that, well, I've read on clergy one of his works, and like every other line is like, ouch, ouch, ouch. Like, man, I don't do that. As he's commenting on what clergy should be about and how they should act in their interior life. And then also, he is well known for his standing up to the Emperor Theodosius, who he denied entry into his cathedral after Theodosius ordered a slaughter of a number of people in Thessalonica and Greece. And so this man, while being called honey-tongued and having speech that brought comfort to many, is not a pushover, not sugary. And I think this is a reminder to us because in today's first reading, the Lord promised us much consolation. It's a beautiful image. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. Evidence and a prefigurement of the Lord's infinite divine mercy, that his mercy will always be greater than our sinfulness, that his love will always be deeper than our wounds. And I think in this sort of vein, that this is something that is so often easy for us to forget. That our God desires to console us. He desires to give comfort to his people, to give comfort and consolation to our hearts. But in the same way that, you know, as I was thinking about the fact that Ambrose is called honey-tongued, I also recall that at the seminary we had these little packets of what appeared to be honey. But then one, like the first time I tried it, it was like, that is not quite right, because you know my family has honeybees, and I was like, that's not quite right. I looked at it and it was synthetic honey, and it's like, yep, that is definitely not real. But in the same way, I think we so often try to manufacture our own honey as well, our own consolation. We try to make it for ourselves, and this is certainly true within our own day and age. Anywhere that you see a marijuana dispensary, people are usually lined up around the block. The adult entertainment industry makes hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And in so many ways, we see how people try to produce their own consolation, their own comfort, their own way of dealing with reality. But there's only one thing that truly satisfies. There's only one thing that will bring peace to our hearts. And this is something that we need to be reminded of again and again, because I forget, and forget multiple times a day often. But it is only the Lord himself, only Christ himself, who truly gives comfort, and most especially in the most holy Eucharist, that true honey from heaven, sweet to the taste, consoling our hearts, and giving us true peace, true comfort, through God's own indwelling within our souls, through Jesus Christ being melded into one with us, that we become what we eat. The peace of Christ that so often we desire, that we want, is given in that sacrament. But is that what we ask for? Or do we simply treat it in such a habitual rote way? And it's just kind of what we do. Or do we recognize in our presence, when we come forward for Holy Communion, the God-man, true food that has come down from heaven to give us comfort, to give our hearts peace, and to give us the consolation that Isaiah promises, that ultimately what is proclaimed, and whenever I say the body of Christ, is comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God.